Yes, hello, and welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. It is your Thursday night Halloween party tonight. We got a great show tonight.
We better.
I hope so. We've got...
Ryan.
By the way, talking there is our old friend, the zombie lounge singer, Monty Revolta. We haven't had him on the show in a while. First time in Skid Row Studios. What do you think?
I think it smells great.
Yeah, it's all black.
It's sticky.
It is now.
Yeah.
But anyway, so... And next to Monty Revolta, one of Skid Row's favorites, everybody's favorite beautiful necrophiliac, Delia Mercado.
It's bright in a motherfucker in here tonight.
What happened?
It is bright up in this bitch.
Oh, you always have it down. I'll turn the lights down.
Dark.
Okay, we'll turn the lights down. I understand.
Vampires.
Sitting
in
between these two guys,
I don't
blame you. Yes. Flipperty Gibbet. As a matter of fact, if you can turn down the lights there.
Yeah, put them to work.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's better. Like we only don't put the lights on, but that's okay. We've got somebody to. This is Flipperty Gibbet.
Watch your mouth.
No, that's his name, Flipperty Gibbet.
Oh,
he's the only folk singer powered by Satan. I'm surprised that you and Monty Revolta have never crossed paths.
I have heard of Monty.
Yeah.
And if he made it to this show, then chances are him and I have met many, many times in the past.
That's right. I haven't had a soul for a while though, so we'll see.
I think his soul's already been sold, but.
Although he is wearing a tutu.
He is wearing a tutu. I did not. Well, trust me, how could I not?
Well, you would wear a 4-4, right?
Yes, I'm a big guy. I'm a bigger guy than Flipperty Gibbet.
All right.
The hijinks are starting already. Before we get started, I did want to. We have three sponsors now of the Dark Mark Show. First sponsor being a new one. So I wanted to. Boy, what a show to start off sponsoring. Stamps.com. Everybody likes to send stamps. But they don't like going to post office. I don't blame you. So go to stamps.com. Actually, go to darkmarkshow.com. It's starting to look like I'm starting to look like a race car driver there. There's so many. I'm going to have to get rid of this dick nose one of these days. But if you go to.
Too late now.
Yeah, I know. There's a stamps.com, and you get a few special offers there. It's the holiday season. You want to send gifts. You don't want to go to the post office. Go to stamps.com. Print them out on your computer. You get there's $100 value. You get $45 in postage coupons, a free digital scale. I know some of our viewers have a lot of uses for that. A $5 supply kit, that too, and a 4-week free trial. And that is a special offer for the Dark Mark Show. Also, Audible.com. I love Audible.com. I love audiobooks. I just played Vegas. I want to thank Jack Slammy for giving me shows in Vegas. That was great. I was at the Hard Rock Hotel. I was at a couple other places. I listen to a lot of audiobooks. Audible.com.
So we just missed you by like a week because we were there like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, I got to hear about that. But who's your favorite scary writer, Delia?
My favorite scary writer?
Yes.
As far as
writers that write books.
Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart is pretty creepy.
I don't read scary books. I like scary movies.
Right.
I'm like watching Halloween Marathon like nobody's fucking business right now. Michael Myers is my dude.
Right.
So
Halloween
yeah.
1, 2, and then you skip 3 because he's not in it.
I love 3. 3 is actually my favorite. The Year of the Witch.
Season of the Witch. I love that one.
That's my favorite one.
I do, too. We're going to talk about all that. But if you go to audible.com, they got Stephen King. They got Clive Barker. They've got Edgar Allan Poe. They got Bram Stoker. All of everybody's favorites. You remember tasting those guys.
Yes, actually, I do. I still can't get past the fact that it's sponsored by Stamps. What
stamps?
Kind of stamps? Like, is there mercury on the back of the stamps? Is there some kind of
poison? You know, I'll talk to stamps.com. I'm going to have to get rid of this thing. I will talk to stamps.com.
It comes
stamps.
In
stamps.
Handy,
yeah,
you know?
I'm sure it does in some respect. We'll have, it's not with the microphone. But we'll have to talk to stamps.com because we might be able to get a mercury stamp, maybe a little bowl on the other side. We'll figure it out. But anyway, our third sponsor, local sponsor, love this place, Doomy's Home Cooking. Now, I know you eat flesh. Flipperty Gibbet, I don't know what your diet is, but you're in good shape.
Souls.
You feed on souls. But if you are in the mood for vegan food for a change, go to Doomy's Home Cooking. No. I know what you're thinking. They've got chicken fried steak. They've got fried chicken. They've got chicken parmesan. They've got Big Macs. They've got, it's great stuff. Shrimp scampi.
Do they have chicken fried babies?
I'm going to talk to him. They might be able to do that.
Because that would be
That's not vegan, though. But if you go to Doomy's Home Cooking.
It depends what the babies, whatever you're feeding the babies, I guess.
Well, the babies do have meat on them. But if you go to Doomy's Home Cooking at 1253 Vine Street, Los Angeles, California, 90038, if you're in California or if you're visiting. I will talk to Phil Dooming, see if he can get some babies on the menu.
Come on, babies.
Special menu.
Tender, delicious
Tender,
babies.
Delicious.
And get some vegans on the menu.
Yeah, why not?
Definitely get some vegans on the menu. Chicken fry the vegans.
So you don't mind vegans as long as you're eating them?
No. I wouldn't touch that shit. Are you kidding
me? Wouldn't? Okay. But Flipperty did it. You would. You okay.
Flipperty.
Great. And by the way, but one more announcement, then we'll get right to the hijinks. And I'm going to turn this camera around because I can't do this with the dick nose. But if you go to tomorrow night, I am performing at Pan Gallery's Halloween Goodbye Bang event, live music and DJs. Charlie Hattrick and Many of Odd Nature, a great band, has been on the show. They're going to be performing. I'm going to be performing. Pan Gallery, 423 West Venice Boulevard, Los Angeles, California. It's going to be a great show. Free, cheap booze, costume contest.
Wow.
You can't beat that. So anyway, let me swing the camera around. And Monty, I haven't seen you in, say, a year. Let me explain who Monty is for everybody in the studio.
Oh, they know.
Well.
Or maybe not.
You are a legend.
Did you take off the dick nose yet?
The dick nose is off. So you were a lounge singer in the 60s.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Or the 50s, late 50s. And in 1960, you had an incident with the commissioner of the board.
I don't like to talk about it, and I didn't like to talk about it then, so I'm still not going to like to talk about it.
But I'm saying you were deceased, but you rose from the dead.
Well,
to sing for us.
Why not? Well, to be honest, it's to bring back rock and roll, because all this music out there right now is full of shit.
Really, you're not into
electronic reprogrammed crap.
You're not into the auto tune and the Lady Gaga and the Katy Perry and all that.
The only thing that should be auto tuned is my pants, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I'm sure Katy Perry could do that for you. Taylor Swift, any of that? You know, no.
Come on, you're giving me a queasy stomach.
Yes. So you're here to bring back rock and roll.
That's right. Bring back the balls.
Right.
Rock and roll, you know what I'm talking about, right, Flipperty?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, Flipperty Gibbet, by the way, is the only folk singer powered by Satan.
There you go.
And how did you get powered by Satan? Please please explain this.
Well, you know, initially, I grew up kind of shy, kind of timid, but I did look at women and saw all this stuff on them that I realized that I still wanted.
Right.
And I wasn't going to get it by, like, playing football or acting hot shit or something. I had to find some other way of doing it.
Right.
And this is the way.
Dressing up in a tutu with a sock around your devil horns?
Absolutely.
Okay.
No, this sock was my codpiece, but the devil horns won't coexist well with the headphones.
Right, so I know. I had the same problem.
I have my auxiliary codpiece in right now.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you have something going on down there. Mm-hmm. So the devil costume helped you with women?
Absolutely. I met my wife through doing this act.
Wow.
If you can believe it.
Wow. You wanted to get the microphone a little closer because I don't think she heard it.
That I can do.
Yeah. So you met your wife doing the Flipperty Gibbet act?
Initially, I just went to this open mic where there were these annoying hippies singing songs about their feelings. And it was the day after Halloween, so I wore my Halloween costume.
Right.
And brought my guitar and sang an obnoxious song called Jerry, 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 Why Don't You Hurry Up and Die?
Right.
And they loved it and invited me
back. I love that song.
They invited me back with a full
set. That's a toe tapper.
I love it.
Yeah.
They wanted me to come back with a full set, and that was in 1992.
Right. And shortly thereafter, you actually did sell your soul to the devil. Isn't that correct?
One cannot sell one's soul to oneself, but my commitment...
Oh, so you took over Satan's job.
My commitment to the little guy. Well, the little guy, actually, I always have him with me.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Hold on a minute.
Wow.
What do I got in here? Here we go. See, he's always with me.
I told you were in for a different show, Delia. That's the little guy.
That is.
You have a vibrating devil in your pants.
He's definitely
I have a vibrating devil in my pants all the time. Even when I go to work at my straight job, he's there.
Right. Monty, said straight.
Monty, if we reached down your pants, what would we find?
Not that. You might find Jerry Lewis.
Really?
Maybe.
Jerry Lewis.
And he's still not
past.
Dead. What the hell's going on?
You better try a little
fucking harder.
You have been chosen by Dead People magazine.
Yes.
The sexiest person dead for the last 32 years.
You'll get the title right one of these days.
Yes, the sexiest. Well, please. Please correct me.
I don't know what it is.
It's the sexiest person I love ever for 32 years.
I'm very excited about it. Yeah, that's right. What do you think?
He's getting me all horny, and you know I'm a necrophiliac.
Well, I was going to say,
there you go.
The show here on Skid Row Studios, Theater's Dark Side. And if we can get real for a second, you do talk frankly about your sexual fantasies in your sex life.
Yes, I do.
Which include some necrophiliac fantasies.
Those aren't fantasies. Those are fetishes.
Really? So when you see a dead guy like this, does that do something for you?
Huh? Yeah, it's actually turning me on.
How do I smell?
Mm-hmm. You smell.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, dude.
Kind of funky.
Have a funk about him. There's no question about that.
It's actually my new cologne that's going out there.
What's the cologne called?
It's Monty Revolta's Death Rattle.
And I'm loving those teeth, baby. I'm really loving them teeth.
Thank you. They're all mine.
Yes.
Look like chocolate pudding. When
was the last time you went to the dentist, Monty?
A what?
The dentist.
What is that?
That's somebody who checks your teeth and repairs them if need be.
What a useless job. Do we need that?
Huh?
Who the fuck needs that job?
Apparently the dentist does.
Oh, well.
Yeah. I can imagine he'd make a fortune out of that mouth.
No way.
You ever have braces?
He's not
going to
put me under and then I'll wake up and my pants will be undone. Well, that means you.
Right. Well, Delia was a dentist. You sit in the chair.
Yeah.
But.
Did you fart?
Okay, Monty.
What happened?
No, I
didn't fart. Was that you? Did
Monty's
you fart?
Monty's keyboardist is here.
Is he that son of a bitch?
Please, send him in. Please, come on in.
No, we don't want to talk to him. Only,
you don't want to talk to him?
Only when it's time.
Only when it's time.
Yeah, don't encourage.
So but while he's coming in, Delia, when did the necrophiliac fantasy start?
It started when I was a kid, and my dad told me that my father was a mortician, and he told me that he actually had a friend that was worked in a morgue who used to fuck dead people.
Yeah,
he was a necrophiliac.
Come on in, and who's this? Speaking of dead people, here you go.
This is my keyboardist on the skeleton keys, Baron von Blood.
Baron von Blood, Baron, you want to pull up a chair?
No, he doesn't want to do that.
Oh, you don't want to do that?
No, he's bringing in his keys. He's the help.
Okay.
Okay?
Do you want to, because we're going to sing a little later. Flippity Gibbet's going to do a song in Monty. Mm. Do you want to wait till the song comes out and come in? Okay.
And don't make eye contact with him.
Well, right? There's no eyes in the skull, so it's good that you can't make eye contact.
Now let's get back to your story about
necrophilia.
Oh, So
my dad, you know, he told me that he had a friend that would fuck the dead people in Norway, but it's fucked up for a woman to be a necrophiliac because, you know, you can't get a dead guy's penis up. It's really hard unless you get a stent or something. You got to do work, which is fucked up.
Monty seems to know something you don't.
Tell me something, Monty. What's up?
It's actually easier.
It's easier to get a boner when you're dead.
Rigor mortis has set in. You're good to go.
Well, you have to die with an erection, though.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't die with an erection?
Jerry Lewis, that's the answer, right?
Well, my dad's never told me about anybody who's actually died with an erection, so.
Right, because.
I would love to find that shit it's true.
Because unsurprisingly, I had
Wait
this discussion.
Wait till about 9:45.
Unsurprisingly, I had this discussion with a friend, and we were talking about how it should be easier for a man to be a necrophiliac than a woman.
It is easier. Yeah, of course.
But it gets a little dry, though, doesn't it?
Well, apparently not. According to a story that I read about a month ago on my show, this guy was fucking was having like a fucking freak party in the morgue downstairs, fucking all these dead people and shit and coming home smelling like pussy. So apparently not. And his wife,
I've been to that party.
His wife was like, what the fuck? Yeah. He's coming home every night smelling like sex. He was doing alcohol, drinking alcohol and doing crack and down there fucking all these dead women.
You sure that wasn't formaldehyde?
No, it was pussy. She said
or
he was Monty's smelling like
special
sex.
Special scent.
That's right. I've been to that party.
No, it smells formaldehyde. It don't smell like pussy.
I know all about the Feld Mansion.
Yeah.
Do you prefer your women alive or dead, Monty?
Who, me?
Yes.
What do you think? You kidding me? Alive? Boring.
Really? You got to kill them?
No,
because all we do is just
no
lay
offense,
there.
Darling.
Do you like them?
I mean, think about it. What are they used for? Here, hold my purse, right?
Do you like that?
No way.
Do you like them fresh, or do you like Joan Rivers, like she's kind of fermented a little bit?
Are you kidding me? I've got taste. Joan Rivers.
Well, I'm just thinking somebody who's recently dead. Lauren McCall, maybe?
Sure, why not?
Oh, okay.
That sounds great.
So Flippity Gibbet. So your wife is obviously alive.
She is.
And in denial, obviously.
In denial. About what?
I don't know. We'll find out right now. Go ahead.
Please flip her.
Okay, so she's married to a 47-year-old man in a red tutu, but I make it up to her in a lot of other ways.
Well, I've seen you perform, and mm-hmm. your left leg does have a mind of its own.
And my right.
And you're right, yes. He's very good with the...
I'm good at kicking. Some people are good looking. Some people are good at sports. Some people are charming. I was good at math and good at kicking. And this is where it got me in life, you know?
He's very flexible. I've seen
when you
see
Flippity
Gibbet in are you all right?
This is where my path has gotten me in life, and this is what I have to work with.
Do you need some toilet paper? Are we okay? Are we all right?
I do.
I'm sure you do. Are you
souls don't leave any marks on the way out.
So do you prefer demonically possessed women, or are you like church going women? You like to turn them.
I like women who don't steal my T-shirts and CDs. That's all I ask.
Well, I don't know, but that sounds like
he's stuck in a John Cusack movie. If that's the case.
Something like that.
This is very it's very 16 Candles. Your life with a twist,
and just finding a woman who won't get in the way of me and my act.
Well, and by the way, so where are you performing your act these days?
Besides
the Dark Mark show.
My main act is I just call the little guy Jeff Leon. He's sort of my sponsor, and he does kind of a plainclothes thing. And for 14 years, I was like changing into these leotards in the in filthy bathrooms and bars all over America. And now I only come out for special occasions.
Like today.
Like tonight.
Because I met you in Long Beach.
You met me in Long Beach.
I was doing a show down there, and it was quite interesting because, it was great. It's a little coffee shop, and this guy comes out with, oh, that's your tail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you have any uses of the tail that you can regale our audience with?
Oh.
Uses of
any,
the tail.
Any naughty tail stories that you
more
might
than
have?
Once I have sat next to a woman and just kind of went like this and sort of touched her with the tail, and usually it's gotten kind of a smile once she realizes what it is and stops being freaked out. So when she finds out it's not a hand, she's relieved. And then when she finds out it's the tail, she'll usually say, "That's the tail? Can I have a look at that?"
And can you sign my restraining order? That's usually the next.
Yeah, when you're on the bus and you're like poking somebody with an oblong object like that, that's probably not a good thing.
No, it hasn't been on the bus. It's usually been at clubs and so forth. Like, usually I go to work and I would wear this devil suit underneath my clothing for the entire day, and then I would go do my gig, and the tail would be like down my leg, and I would just kind of pull it out, and I'm dressed in normal clothes, and I'm just sitting next to someone, and maybe I'll tap them on the shoulder or something.
Wow. How would you like to be in the next cubicle there, Monty?
What kind of show did you book me? You son of a bitch.
It's funny because you both, I had both of you in mind to do the show.
Yeah.
And Flippity Gibbet actually, it was like the day, like the same day, like you both said yes. And then I was talking to Josie, who, by the way, is having some, she's, okay. Josie's not going to be here today unless that's Josie on the phone. We wish her well. She's having a little, it's a personal problem, but.
It's me, isn't it?
Actually, this is the second time. Every time that Monty's here,
so the
last
girl downstairs
canceled.
Wasn't her?
Yeah.
That was getting ready in the car?
No.
I was putting on makeup in a car.
I don't think so. Oh. But we do have a caller. Somebody wants to talk to Monty Pravolta, Flippity Gibbet, and Delia.
Oh, okay.
What's up?
Hello, caller.
Yes, hello.
Yes, who is this?
My name is Myron Penn.
Oh,
Myron Penn, MYRONPENN. I am from the West Coast Church of Religious Faith.
Yes, do you know Mr. PENN?
To Monty Pravolta.
P-E-N-N. We heard you. We heard you. That's the spelling.
Monty's here. Go ahead, Monty.
Hello.
I would like to speak to Monty Pravolta, and I would like to speak out about zombies. I would like to speak out about the undead. I would like to speak out about our Lord.
Well, you're in favor of all of those except for the Lord, right?
No, absolutely not. I serve the Lord. The Lord is my God. The Lord is my witness. Can I get an amen?
I love that movie, Witness, with Harrison Ford.
That's a good movie.
Go ahead and spell your name again, just in case we didn't get it. Listen, so what is your beef?
My name is Myron Penn.
We know your name.
And I'm from the West Coast Church of Religious Faith, and I think zombies are an absolute sin.
Die, you son of a bitch!
Satan is my father.
It is an absolute
you little son of a bitch. I'm sick of this guy. This guy is haunting
Myron
me.
Myron Penn is haunting
him and his
I'm dead and you have a living person haunting
this,
you.
This is the group. But no, go ahead and laugh. It's not funny. Listen, this is the group that always pickets my shows. They stand outside with their little signs. By the way, the spelling on your signs is correct. So we got that going for him.
Yeah, we'll give him credit for that.
But they're out there, and guess what, you little son of a bitch? I'll beat you in the head with your asshole and then smack you on the face with a Bert and Ernie doll.
And by the way, this guy loves to spell.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you because the Lord is in my ears. The Lord is in my soul.
And he's in his pants.
I can't hear any of your insults. I'm sorry. Your insults, they hit. You know what they are? They stick to me like water sticks to nothing.
Oh, he gotcha.
No, you're right.
And by the way, water is spelled H2O and Lord is L-O-R-D. So.
Hey, Myron, let me ask you a question. This is a big chance for you. I know
you. I don't know if you guys know what? This, but the B-I-B-L-E, that's Bible, says that the Lord.
I'm still catching up. Hold on. B-I. Go ahead.
Sorry? Come on.
The Lord will come back someday and he'll give us all really good hugs.
That's right.
We will all be free from our
right.
sin.
And then,
not the undead. Not
no,
the
no,
undead.
No, no. Listen here, you
it's
little son
natural.
Of a bitch.
It's not natural.
No. Listen, it's I got something to tell you. F-A-R-T for you. Fart. Fart head. You're a fart head, a fart face, and a fart face head. I'm sorry about my language. I mean that.
And by the way, when the Lord comes and gives me a reach around, then I will be very happy to meet him. But the hug,
there you
come
go.
On.
Around you if you're a larger person to give you a big hug, he will.
Listen,
you're bagging on my weight, Myron.
This is it.
Shit.
Oh, no, you don't. No,
Myron's a hefty guy, too.
I'm sure he is.
Myron's a hefty guy.
Yeah, he's not. By the way, Myron, you have no problem with the guy sitting in a devil costume with a tutu on, right?
I am not aware of who you have in your studio. All I'm aware
it's
is
Flippity Chibbit,
a real life sinner in your midst. And you are all being tainted by the word of a man who was once alive and is no longer alive, and that was a choice.
Robin Williams? Who? What?
No. Robin Williams is not with my Lord.
All right. Well,
this guy is harshing my buzz.
Myron.
All right, I'm going to give you one more minute to be funny because it hasn't happened yet, and then we're going to go back on with the show. How about that?
I'm not going to waste my virus on you. You and your little picketers outside, you little son of a crack.
My father was brutally murdered by the undead when I was a boy.
Was he really?
I remember that.
was that you, Monty?
No, it wasn't me. It was my college roommate.
I have vowed ever since
So Father P-E-N-N was murdered by the undead.
I wanted to stop Monty Revolta and his hellish band, and I've been wanting to stop him from all the things that he does. So help me God, I will come down to where you are, and I will spit, sir. I will spit.
How many times are you going to spit? God.
I knew
that's what I
was
a
spitter.
Yeah. Listen. I think we can come to an understanding here.
Myron, can you just swallow, please?
I'll send you some T-shirts. I'll send you some CDs. I'll send you a virus or two. Huh?
I would love a T-shirt.
All right. I knew it.
You got 2XL?
What? Come on. I've seen your picture. 2XL?
He's making a 3XL for you, Myron.
All right. Yes. I'll get you a 3XL. Courtesy of Monty Revolta and his band of the Living Dead.
And
thank you, Monty. I'll see you in Vegas. You
all right.
Vegas next?
Yes, we are. We'll be in Vegas, and I'll see you there. You'll be outside picketing still, right? With your whole group?
Yes, I will, but I got some good weed if you want to have a little.
The truth comes out finally.
Yeah, he's doing coke and shit.
There it is.
Well, he's doing coke, but it's not helping him lose weight. Mr. P-E-N-N, thank you for calling.
Thank you. God bless you all. God bless.
All right,
Myron. Thank you. Heaven and kiss you twice.
All right, go fart on your face. Have a great night.
Yes.
All right, wouldn't be a wish I had.
Don't be a wish I had. Never be a wish I had.
Wow, your fans are wild.
Really?
What can I say? We're quite the popular, right?
And so what type of signs do they have when they pick at your shows? It's
boo-hoo on the undead.
Right.
Zombies go back to hell where you came from, which is right up your alley.
Right. I figured you guys would cross paths somewhere
in the spelling is perfect. Seriously, it looks beautiful.
So what do you think about the success of The Walking Dead? Is that helping or hurting?
I think it's bullshit.
You think it's bullshit?
No, it's fodder for farts. Right? That's what it is.
Right?
Yeah. It's not trying to say that.
I knew there was a reason why I wasn't a fan of that show.
By the way, it's not accurate.
Nobody uses the Z word, okay? It's not polite. It's not PC.
You know what I'm talking about. What is the PC word?
Where are the undead?
The undead Americans.
That's right.
Okay.
Unless you're from somewhere else.
Right, but we'll concentrate on the undead Americans now. So it's not accurate to the undead Americans.
No, come on.
They're not doing what they're doing.
There's just a lot of crying on that show and hugging and dropping bullets. It's not actual.
I don't think I asked you this last time, but is there a specific nationality that you like to eat? Do you like white meat, dark meat? I mean, what is the?
I love it all. I love Chinese. I love Mexican.
Right. They taste different, though.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
And then if you get like a mix, like somebody's half.
You're getting me started.
Half Chinese, half yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you looking at my ass?
I don't know. I think he wants a little white and dark meat. I don't know what's going on.
A little bit of soul food.
Well, you gotta.
He is dead.
No, the beautiful Daily and Daily's Dark Side. Now I've noticed that you're doing it like once a month now. You're not really doing it.
No, I'm not doing it that much anymore. I got a lot of shit going on, you know, and I live kind of far.
Yeah,
it's kind of heavy on the gas mileage to be coming out here every week.
Well,
and
I appreciate
stuff.
You making the drive. And I told you it'd be a lot of fun tonight. I'm sorry to get in a candy corn for you, but.
No, it's cool. It's cool. But I thought we were going to be a lot later than we were. But right. Fucking past driving like Evel Knievel and shit almost killed my black ass before we even got him. Like, oh Lord. I thought we were going to make it, but then he almost killed me and shit. But we're here. So
that's fine. Last time I saw Patrick, your husband, and here's how I met Delia, just so Monty and Flipperty Jibbit can know. I said this on your show when I was on your show, but I was at Bar Sinister, and this beautiful woman comes up to me. That doesn't happen very often. And she comes up to me. I thought, no, seriously. She comes up. I'm like, oh, my goodness. How are you? And she's like, you look like my husband if you put makeup on.
Because I've been trying to get him to put makeup on for ages.
Right.
Just when we get drunk and shit, I try to put makeup on him. He just won't do it.
Right. And Monty, your makeup looks fantastic tonight.
What makeup? It does. I don't wear makeup.
Oh, that's right. You don't wear makeup.
I should, though. I'll tell you, you got me at the cusp of this month. I was looking. I was quite fresh. But it's time to go back and get some embalming.
Okay. So anyway, last time I saw Patrick, I was actually here taping a promo, and I actually wanted to say hi to you because there was a little beef between you and me in our shows, but hopefully putting you between these two lovely men has quelled the beef and putting some candy in front of you. But I'm
not really a candy person. I'm a candy corn person.
Well, but there's actually a gummy body parts in there.
Oh, I hate gummy shit.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I fucking hate gummy.
I'll have to grab some candy corn. But you had Derek Pierce, the porn star, on.
And so did you.
I did, but I know. They contacted me, and I did, if you listened to the show, acknowledge what a great interview that you had with
them. Yeah, I actually saw the show.
And I tried to go
and
in
that
a
was
direction.
That's what made me actually refriend your ass and kind of squash the beef. I was like, okay, you know what?
Because I was around here. I'm like, I think she's got beef with me. And everyone's like, I called onto your show once. You refused to take the call.
Mm-hmm.
It was just that whole
Richard Elfman shit. You know, it was just like, you know what?
Well, you don't have to go back to it.
Yeah.
I saw Patrick and I was trying to quell the beef, but he was very nervous that Derek Pierce, the porn star, was in here with you.
You think he was nervous?
I know he was nervous.
Why? Why do you think he was nervous?
Well, he said, I'm nervous because she's up there with the porn guy.
He wasn't up there yet.
No, I know. He was waiting in the street. He's like, I'm kind of a little nervous about her being with this guy. I'm like, it's just a show. Yeah.
He said that because he never told me.
You're calling
him out right now.
I'm calling him out. But he's got nothing to be afraid of because you're dedicated to that man.
Oh, absolutely.
She likes the white meat, by the way.
Oh,
yeah, I do.
It doesn't sound like it. Sounds like she likes the stiff meat.
Undead white meat like you.
As far as guys that are living, she likes the white meat.
Well, if you've been listening,
I mean, I like them all, but.
But you get very frank on your show, and you talk about a lot of things. Does that ever get uncomfortable with your husband or your family or
no?
Your friends that are listening?
Well, family, he makes sure that because my side of the family really, you know, it's very. I don't fuck around with my family, but his side of family, he makes sure that they don't
They don't listen.
They don't listen.
Right.
If they do, some people in the family are cool with it, you know.
Right.
But some people, you know, we make sure that they don't hear it. They don't listen to the show.
Right.
But, no, not really.
And since you've had Derek, you've had, I believe, a couple other porn stars on, right?
Well, I had another one, Kendra Lust, on. I only had two.
Oh, okay. How is she?
She's cool.
Because you do your show the hard way. Now, I admire you, and I haven't said this. And
what?
The main reason I sent you the email that caused the beef in the first place is I wanted to tell you what a great show that was that you did with Dr. Lamora, used to be at the station, and Richard Elfman.
Mm.
I was listening to the show, and I was very entertained. Mm. You didn't see me. I just cram a bunch of weirdos in the studio, and whatever happens,
hey,
happens.
Hey.
No, this week is an exception.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah. But you actually were doing your show by yourself, just talking for an hour, and fascinatingly.
Yeah, well, that kind of came because, like, when I first started Delia's Dark Side 9 years ago.
Right.
I had a cram of people in my studio, too. And then, like, we all kind of, like, you know, people started fucking up and backstabbing and shit. So I just ended up being by myself.
Right.
And doing it out of my house, out of my own studio, my own website.
Right.
And so I was like, you know, I can do this by myself. So then when I came here, I'm like, oh, shit, I'm in a big studio again. You know, it was kind of...
I was going to ask you the difference, yeah.
Yeah, it's weird being back in a big, especially a big-ass studio like this. This is right. Not like, you know, where I start off at ARN or other places. So,
right.
But, you know, it was cool. But, you know, I don't mind having... You know, people coming in, but I mean, I don't get out there like you and get to meet motherfuckers like this.
No, you
know?
You should. We gotta hang out.
We gotta hang out
at Bar Sinister again because these guys are pretty old.
We act like old fogies now, which we're not, but we need to get back out there again so I can start meeting people and getting people in there. Yeah. But yeah, you know, it's kind of made me, I think, a better host. The fact that I'm doing it, you know, by myself now.
Right, right.
It's cool. It's comfortable, you know.
Yeah,
but now I got
good.
My friend, one of my Sinister Posse members back with me now.
Is that the other Derek? Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that you had him as a co-host now, mm-hmm. too. Or sort of.
Yeah, he's a guest co-host every once in a while. He works, he's at another station with the Enemy, but we won't say nothing, but yeah.
RT?
Yeah, Arch Enemy, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, we squashed the beef between us, but yeah,
there's a lot of beef coming up. Yeah, a lot of beef.
Well, me
all
and
this
her,
talk of beef is not good for your vegan restaurant. It's
yeah, Doobie's Home Kitchen has no beef, but it tastes like beef. Anyway, Flippity Gibbet now, and I'm glad, Dahlia, you know how I adore you. I'm glad the beef is squashed.
The beef is squashed, and yeah, I appreciate that. And, you know,
there's still 22 minutes to go on the show, so.
Maybe you should shake, just to make sure put it out.
Shake what? Oh, very
you
nice.
You know, say it's official.
I think it's time you show these people what you do.
What I do?
What you do.
Please don't kick me again.
Yeah, don't kick. No kicking. Well, if you're going to kick that way. Kick that way with your right leg.
First thing is, my brains are definitely in
my
balls
today.
Oh, he's got brains. He's got brains in his crown.
I thought that was a piece of fish.
Look at that. Come bearing gifts. I love it.
Another thing.
Wow.
I do.
That's a squashed brain right there. Look, he's got a Victoria's Secret bag full of gifts.
Nope.
Okay.
I am actually an organic chemist by trade. That is what I do for a living. I have a PhD in organic chemistry, and I have to do some chemistry tonight.
Okay, let's see what's going to
happen. The first thing that
happen.
You do is you take some strawberry kiwi flavored lube.
Okay.
If I can ever get it out of here.
You've been using that lube.
It's dried.
She'll help
really?
You.
Really?
Go ahead.
Okay, here we go.
And
Monty, ingredient number one,
what
cherry
type of lube.
Lube
works best on the undead?
WD-40.
WD-40? Okay, good.
Cherry lube.
Cherry lube.
Okay.
Is there a reason why it's just cherry or is it other flavors will work?
It has to be something red, or at least that's in a red wrapper.
Okay, good. Okay, I just wanted to...
So, ingredient number one, cherry lube, water-based lubricant, good for zombies, good for necrophilia.
Good for devils?
All right.
Good for devils.
Right.
Okay,
second. Good for assholes. We all...
Second ingredient.
My favorite.
Special sensitivity ingredient, sriracha.
All right, sriracha, there we go.
My favorite.
Okay.
Too much of that, you'll get Surrey Raj Crot.
I was going to say, I normally don't mix hot sauce with my lube, but...
No. Wow.
Powdered wasabi.
Oh, no.
For those days when you're pumping away forever wasabi. And you just can't really feel anything.
Wow, okay.
This will make you feel something. And then finally...
See, he knows what he's talking about, right?
That's for you.
Is that for me?
There you go, Delia. Why don't you add this? Cherry-flavored Pop Rocks.
Okay.
And this will give you what we call devil lube.
Devil, I could use some devil lube maybe this weekend, so I got a couple things going on.
Yep. Why don't you add the Pop Rocks?
Pop Rocks. Careful.
It stinks.
It stinks great, you mean.
Yes. When you've risen from the dead,
this is the first thing. Yes, you want, of course.
A little bit of water now.
Does that smell like ass?
It kind of smells like ass.
I'll tell you exactly what it smells like. It smells like Marlon Brando's ass, and he's been dead years.
Right,
years.
That's a lot of ass, though.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Who's bigger,
Myron Penn or Marlon Brando?
It's cut from the same cloth.
Let's see.
That's a lot of cloth, too.
I think it's ready.
Down it. Here it is.
Okay.
This is my contribution to your show. Anyone who wants to have sex on the show, they now can.
Is that any
takers?
Yes. Anybody move, Jeremy? We got some Halloween lube for you.
Fled. Everyone fled like someone sneezed in Ebola. Okay.
Wow. That might be the secret formula for Ebola. I'm not sure what that was.
Might just be. Now, the other thing I do.
There's more?
There's more. He doesn't just smell like ass. Okay. Do you want me to put the microphone closer to you, or?
Let's see. Test, how is this?
Guitar is fine.
The vocals.
Vocals are a little okay.
Okay.
All right. So what is this song called that you're going to be doing, Flibberty Jibber?
Okay. This song answers all of the questions that you have been asking today. Okay. And more.
All right.
Goes something like this.
All right.
You ask me why I always dress in red. And why I've got these horns upon my head.
Don't scoot toward me. No, go that way.
And why my meager codpiece is a rolled up sock. Well, there's reasons for this thing stuffed in my jock. I wear the red for the perverts and the punks. The geeks, the freaks, the wankers, and the drunks. I wear the red for the bar hose, for the goths and for the trannies, for the white boys with dreadlocks and for their grannies. The red's for those who sin and live free of guilt, and girls who get pierced below the belt. And until they decide to legalize that wacky tobacco, you'll never see me dressed in plaid or khakis. The red's for those who never gazed upon the writings in the Necronomicon. For all the sacrifices that you never gave and all the spells that you never used, I tell you all, Cthulhu's not amused. And I wear it for the groupie underage who blew my roadie to try to get backstage. The guy was not my roadie, he was just some horny liar. I wear the red for these people that you gotta admire. The red's for those who sin and live free of guilt, like everyone in this room. And girls who get pierced below the belt. And until they decide to legalize that wacky tobacco again, you'll never see me dressed in plaid or khakis. Or anything else for that matter. Therapy is just one day a week. If I didn't do this gig, I'd probably tweak. And I'll never have that threesome with Madonna and with Cher. So I wear the red, 'cause life ain't fucking fair. I can't relate to folks in normal ways. Surprise, surprise. I'm most socially retarded to this day. And so until the shrinks can cure me of these devils in my head, until that time, I'm the man in. I'm the man in. I'm the man in red.
I told you those legs have a mind of their own. That's Flibberty Jibber. Let's
Y'all gotta go take my dance class, Flibberty Jibber.
Yes. Tasty lube, huh?
Now chase it, Mark, right here. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm fine. Sure? It seems to be clearing your sinuses. How is that working out for you?
And clearing the room, I guess.
That'll do it if it smells like ass.
It smells like ass.
If you're sitting next to a necrophiliac and a zombie, you got to have something like that.
I guess so. Anyway.
Flibberty Jibbets.
Flibberty Jibbets. But now we also have another musical performance for you. You're gonna watch the legs, right?
Well, I just have to say is you're the princess today because I have gifts for you too.
Oh, do you?
Just like last time. You remember what I brought you?
I still have the Black Plague on my mantelpiece.
That's right.
You brought me the Black Plague last time.
That's right. Well, let me pull out my biohazard bag. I actually have two gifts for you.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, let me give you this first one. First one is, you know what? Because I just think this is the time of gift giving has begun. Right here.
Yes.
This is our own Monty Revolta tramp stamp. These have been pulled off of many tramps.
Wow.
And it's a keychain. So go ahead. You can, put
you
your keys
that
on that.
MontyRevolta.com?
You sure can.
I'm going
to. Monty Revolta tramp stamp keychain.
Look at that. That is a tramp stamp. Right? I love it.
And there's plenty of those out here.
Oh, there definitely is. L.A. is the home of the tramp.
By the way, if you have one, let me know. We'll cut a deal.
No? Actually, I do. I got a snake.
There it is.
There you go.
That's see, right.
This could be you.
That's right. It might be you.
Yes.
We'll see. We'll talk after the show.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
the other
you so
one
much
is,
for my tramp stamp, Monty.
I don't know if you know this, but when you went on our Facebook and you liked the page, about time, only
it.
A year and a half later. Thanks. Good job. But guess what? Yeah. Good job, right? Here's the deal. Do you know what number you were?
What number was I?
Six. Six. Wait for it. Six.
No way.
Yes, you were.
And what is that?
We were doing a contest,
right?
And it's been going on for a while now. Everyone was battling for that first place, and you snuck in.
How did I sneak in?
I have no idea.
That's
we can
why
see
I waited.
You coming
That's
from
why
a mile
I waited
away.
A year and a half.
That's right. And here it is. This is a hot item, by the way, from MontyRevolta.com.
Right.
It's Octomom's uterus.
Oh, wonderful.
There you
wonderful.
Go, from MontyRevolta.com.
Oh, I'm going to put all of this right next to my Black Plague.
There you go.
Thank you for snatching it from that bitch.
That's right.
I don't even know if I should touch this.
Yeah.
This is, Octomom's uterus, everybody. That's Octomom's uterus.
It's like a smash rat.
That's right.
That's, yes. No, I was holding
Smell.
It wrong.
Oh.
There it is. I'm going to give this a sniff.
There he is. He's gone.
Yes. Anyway,
Karachi didn't do it, but
Maybe I need some of that lube for the uterus.
That's funny because I was just
uterus.
Thinking today, what the hell happened to Octomom? Is she still Monty, doing
what
porn?
What happened to Octomom?
Does anyone care?
So you ate all her babies.
No, I'm not touching those things. You kidding me?
But babies are the sweetest, right?
Not those.
Oh, okay. So would you like to do a song, Monty?
Yeah, let's bring in that son of a bitch.
Where's the
Baron
son of
von
a bitch?
Blood.
Baron von Blood, could you come in here with your keyboard?
And then you can sing us a song. How does that sound?
Oh, I don't sing.
Actually, didn't you sing? You were in a band, right?
Yeah, I was in a band, but yeah. I played drums.
Oh, you played drums, so you never sang.
But actually, I just revealed one of my Halloween songs on my show Sunday.
what was that?
It was just a little Halloween song that Pat and I, we were drunk and we put together.
And you recorded it?
Recorded it and played it.
So everybody, go to Skid Row Studios Archives, Dealer's Dark Side.
Called Halloween.
Yeah. So you like Halloween 3 best? Than the original Halloween, I would think.
Yeah. I love the Year of the Witch. I mean, the season of the
whatever. Witch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why don't you put on one of those masks?
Apparently, he can't set up his keyboard. I'm not sure what's going on.
What's that? What are you asking me? I don't know.
With there's those crazy ass robots that were like fucking twisting heads off.
Oh, yeah,
it was
great.
Shit.
Yeah. Great. Oh, he's waiting for Monty to tell him.
No, somebody
the
was, yeah.
Was it? Yeah.
See? That's how I do it.
Oh, okay, because I'm only the host, and I told him to come on in, we'll sing a song.
Yeah, that's the problem with being only the host.
Right.
Any more callers? How's that?
Flutie Jimmy, are you going to get a band anytime soon, or are you just still a solo act?
You know what? For many, many years, I was in bands, until one day I found myself with everybody flaking and me holding the studio rent. And that was when I decided it's just going to be me, and it's just going to be myself.
Right.
Musicians are too flaky.
And Monty, were you ever solo? Is that...
Sometimes at night, right. late at night.
Okay. We've got.
It depends on the gig. We've done a little bit of everything, and
because on your website, you can either get the full band experience.
That's right.
With the Google Dancers.
Oh yeah, that's the way to do it.
Tell them about the Google Dancers because I love them.
They're gorgeous and they're undead and they're hungry.
Just the way I like them.
Yeah, Cadavra and Macabre.
Yes,
those are the girls.
And then you can do what we're doing now, which is. You and a keyboard player, maybe.
This is an intimate evening with Monty Revolta, just right. me and the skeleton keys.
Right. Okay, and, so he's got his setup here.
This is actually...
You think Jeremy's here. You haven't been here since Sasha Gray was here. That was a long time ago. Hello.
Just throw it on down.
Right.
And this is actually something we're doing. We'll be in Vegas next week, the whole band. Then after that, we're doing a funeral. And we're doing
where in Vegas are you playing?
Well, I can't tell you that, can I?
Is the hotel that's still going, or is it demolished?
I hope not.
Okay.
The El Ranchero.
Because you were that was where your accident was, the El Ranchero, wasn't
that's
it?
That's right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I still haunt it.
Right.
I still haunt it on
so
a nightly basis.
So you'll be haunting it this weekend?
Yes.
Okay, so Baron Von Blood has the keyboard.
That's right. Make sure to get the tip jar out.
Yes,
right? Don't be cheap.
Yeah. Well, I think we got the tip right
I'll
here.
Don't be cheap. That's
it's Flip Flippity the Gibbet's Wacky Lube is the tip tonight. But
no way. Not going to do it then. We're not singing.
Hold on. Oh, this is the tip. No, we're almost there. We're almost there.
You have any other callers?
I'm trying to get. Yeah. sometimes this happens. It's okay. That's
I'd almost rather get yelled at.
Well, please, Byron Penn, if you'd like to call in and yell at us again, we can go ahead and do that. Okay, so we're getting some sound going here. Okay, wait a second.
This is riveting right now for the
By the way, these are some ghostly keyboards right now.
Are you going to sit here and sing?
Do you want me to?
Yeah.
I think she does.
And look straight into my eyes.
Which is the good one?
I've been trying to figure out.
There we go. I cracked her. There it is, right?
I think. Hello, what's going on here? Okay.
Yeah.
The one that's not looking at the ceiling.
Right. That's right. Perfect.
Okay, so now he's got a chair.
And I just want to make sure you're comfortable.
Yes, Baron, are we all comfortable?
Okay, great.
Okay.
Let's have 2 minutes of dead air. Can we do that?
I think we've already had 2 minutes of dead air.
Oh. How's that?
Hey.
Okay, here we go.
This is very ambient, this keyboard playing. It's really...
Zombient? Is that what you said?
Zombient.
It's not funny.
It's not going. Is there anyone who can sing a cappella? Is that what we're going to do? Or
no, I hope not.
Baron.
Now, what's wrong? All right, it's canceled. The performance canceled. There's no... Oh, it's dead. Perfect. Just for our gig.
Well, you guys are dead. Why wouldn't the keyboard be dead?
Well, what kind of operation you run in here?
That's the owner right there, right behind you.
Come on, Jeremy. Is that your name?
His name is Jeremy, yes.
Jesus.
We call him Chester Farnsworth. But
he spent half his time getting this shit together that he does on his beard. It'd be
his beard is pretty meticulous, I will tell you that.
Right? Yeah. Great beard. It's a great beard. Go ahead. Taste some of this. Go ahead. Have some.
It's going to make
I always thought keyboards would be too...
Halloween.
What's that?
That's my song.
It's called Halloween, so you don't forget it's a Halloween song?
So you don't motherfucking forget it's a motherfucking Halloween song.
Oh, it's a kid's song?
Okay. No, it's for everybody. It's adults.
I'm giving this one more minute, and then we're going
to... Oh, it's mainly for everybody. It's for you, too, Monty.
All right, we're canceled.
Okay.
Just like next week. What else do you
got? You're going to be in Vegas next week, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
Baron, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Not after this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you do a little a cappella, maybe?
No. Sorry. You have to pay to come see that.
The Beautiful People Are Strange or something? No.
But check us out at MontyRevolta.com.
No, you got to hear his version.
I definitely will.
You got to hear his version of Thriller.
Oh.
It's a different type of Thriller.
Damn.
Please, an acapella. Like, what verse of Thriller? Acapella. Come on. Come on, Monty.
Okay, here it goes. Sorry. Not happen. Flippity Gibbets will do it. One and a two and a one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, da.
Why don't we get like an improv?
Tell us about your album. Right?
My album just came out.
That's right.
I Laughed So Hard I Cried. It's on iTunes. It's on CD Baby. It's on Amazon. Everywhere you can buy music. I have some download cards for you, but there's no music on it. It's me talking, telling jokes.
What the fun of that is?
I don't know.
But, let me ask you, is it edible?
Well, the download cards are.
Oh.
But you got to put some of that hot sauce on it.
No way.
No, you're not going to do that?
No
This
way.
Isn't for eating. This is for the gonads.
What about for the gonads?
This is a sexual lubricant.
Really?
The likes of which you will never find.
And when you use this lubricant on your wife, how does she react?
How does she react?
That would be the question I asked.
That's exactly how she'd react.
This is what you use on your mistress, not what you use on your wife.
Oh, okay. So when you use this on your mistress, what, how does she react? You don't have a mistress, Jeff. Come on. Do you want to maybe...
He'll text you later with a joke.
It's coming. But Jeff, is there just a song that everybody knows that you can play on guitar, maybe sing? Maybe you and Monty can jam on it?
Can you scream the word beef, Monty?
Of course.
Okay, well, when you see me kick, I want you to scream the word beef.
He's kicking again.
Oh, no, you'll smack her right in the face.
I will tell you my belief. Everyone must give me beef. I will eat it with my teeth. You must give me beef. Give me
beef.
Give me pork. I will eat it with a fork, with my gums and with a spork. You must give me pork. Give me ribs. Give me roast. Vegans are good on toast. You eat some, but
beef.
I eat most. You must give me roast. I will try to keep this brief. Everyone must give me
beef.
Beef.
Make me strong. Make me queef. You must give me
peace.
Peace and quiet, actually, was the last.
This is the only song that I will ever have that has Monty on vocals.
Very nice.
We're going to cut the single. We're going on tour.
I think this is a tour together.
Absolutely.
Delia, would you pay to see Flipperty Gibbet and Monty Revolta in concert together? I would.
Yeah. What if we pay you?
I would.
If you pay me, that'd be even better.
Well, where does the time go? Flipperty Gibbet... If people want to get a hold of you, where do they get a hold of you? All your music, all your comedy.
PoweredbySatan.com or JeffLeonComedy.com.
Very nice.
Either of those will work.
Any gigs coming up, Flipper or Jeff or whoever the hell you are?
You know, I am taking a few months off to write new songs, and then probably in March.
I would think so.
Yep.
I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Jeff Leon has a number of gigs coming up. Flipperty Gibbet is going back into the studio
right.
to do an entire new 12-song album.
Great.
It's going to be sometime in the spring.
Fantastic. What is Jeff's lead? Well, he's pulling something else out of his crotch.
Yep. One more thing that I will leave with your show. This is my new cod piece. This is a condom filled with clumping cat litter.
Wow.
Gotta have one of those.
Wow.
Two of my favorite things, two of the things which have influenced my life and improved my life tremendously in one object.
Cat litter and condoms.
Got enough of that shit at home.
Cat litter or condoms or both?
No, if you put a condom on, you can stick your pecker anywhere you want. You can even stick it in the clumping cat litter, or you can put the clumping cat litter in the condom.
That's the Dr. Seuss of the 21st century, Flipperty Gibbet.
Damn.
Is it Flipperty Gibbet or Flipperty Gibbet?
Whatever you want to call it.
Okay. We only have a minute 54. I'll call you Flipperty Gibbet. Delia, I'm so glad you came. Well, didn't I tell you
you'd
have so much fun?
Thank you for inviting me.
You'd have so much fun. I wish there's so much more I want to talk about with you, but we'll do it some other time. And,
sure.
But Delia's Dark Side, when is the next Delia's Dark Side? Maybe next month? Or?
I would say probably in the next few weeks.
But go to Delia's Dark Side on SkidRowStudios.com. The archives, you have interviews with porn stars, you have to talking about necrophilia. You have the Halloween song this last episode.
Yeah, with my
Halloween motherfuckers.
Derek Bradley. Yeah.
Derek Bradley, yeah. And there's a show with me. That's a good one, too. And I'm so glad you came by. I'm glad. Is the beef squashed?
It's squashed unless you keep crossing them boundaries.
Beef.
Don't be leaping over them boundaries,
motherfucker.
No more boundaries.
Speaking of boundary leapers, Monty Revolta, run it down. What do you have?
Check us out at www.montyrevolta.com. And a big shout out to our sponsors, Morning After Funeral Home. They take care of us and all of our embalming and all of our good stuff. We recently dropped a new single called Drop Dead Sexy. Download it on your favorite whatever contraption you got.
I saw that on Amazon, but you have it on iTunes as
whatever
well.
Whatever you want, yeah. Right. Go to Monty Revolta Facebook, like the page, and the craziness ensues.
Are you on Twitter or Tumblr?
Not yet, but maybe by the end of this show, right?
Ah. Yeah. Monty, Delia, Flipperty Gibbet, this has been a great show. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
And before we go, your favorite candy, Monty?
deliciousness, anything. Anything small, tender skin.
Okay. Dana, what is your favorite?
Candy corn.
I know, candy corn. Flippity gibbet.
The Indian corn, the like brown candy corns, are my absolute favorite.
Everybody, next week is my birthday show. Have a wonderfully creepy week, everybody. Trick or treat.
Beef.
Beef.
Make her feel.